call received from Home Care Agency.
Hi, good morning. Stella speaking.
Hi, good morning. Your name again?
My name is Stella. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Hello, my name. I have seen a friend of mine advertise your, not advertise, but recommend your place for home care.
Sure.
Could you tell me some of the particulars and how it really works? I have a policy with Uncle Sam, the federal government.
Okay.
So let's start off with number one. Do you take that?
So we do Medicaid. Do you have Medicaid?
No.
Excuse me. There's three. There's
I took my sister, so yeah, she's a lady.
Let me explain something. You're talking to Dolores. My name is Fran. So we want to be able to make sure we understand, you know, what the criteria is here. Dolores does not have Medicaid. She has Medicare and Federal Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Mm-hmm, got it. So we're actually a Medicaid-funded agency. We do Medicaid. But if she would be eligible for Medicaid, then we can assist her in signing up for Medicaid.
Okay, okay. All right, so then you don't take Medicare.
Right, we don't take Medicare.
Oh, okay. I'm glad, you know, like, all right, let me think it over.
No problem. Just...
How soon do you have to know?
Whenever you're ready. It depends on you.
Okay. And do you come out a number of hours, like a day or a full day?
So Medicaid will come down and do an evaluation. They'll see how much hours they can approve you for per week. And then you're going to set up a schedule how you want to divide it by the week.
You know what? Excuse me. I have a question. Are you?
Sure.
Did we contact One You Love Home Care?
So we're actually Family First Home Care.
So
is that a different one?
So we're talking to Family First.
Correct.
Home Care. Okay.
Somebody recommended One You Love Home Care. Is that one of the same?
So we are actually not that home care. We are a different home care, but we actually have great benefits as well.
Okay, but it still pertains to Medicaid. That's what I'm saying.
Right. We do Medicaid.
Okay. It doesn't matter, but I just want to, you know, get it straight in my own mind how these things work and, you know, if it's just one and the same. Okay, so then if I'm interested in going with your facility, I have to get in touch with my doctor and ask for the form and start the ball rolling.
Are you in Pennsylvania or are you in?
I'm in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, okay. I just wanted to make sure. So, yeah, once you decide you want to come, just give me a call back and we're going to just help you do the process, like sign up for Medicaid and sign up for home care services.
Okay. All right.
What's the procedure in signing up for Medicaid?
So what the procedure would be, to be honest, I'm not sure exactly because we have specialists that do it. They're going to just put an application that you want to sign up for Medicaid. They're going to take down, like, her income and see if she's eligible for that. And then Medicaid will just go over her records and see if they can, like, approve it for it. Something that I'm not sure exactly how it works, but that's overall.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay. Well, I think, yeah, and your name again?
My name is Stella.
Stella. Okay. That's what I wasn't hearing at first. Thanks, Stella.
No problem.
Dolores, do you have anything to ask Stella?
No, you know, this is such a decision for me to have someone come to my house and making sure I'm with the right company. That's why I don't know too much, Stella, about some of your questions. And it's a big decision on my case. I do need somebody to help me out.
Dolores, and you can have, if you want, you can sign up one of your family members, and they can work for you and get paid.
Oh, okay. That's a good.
How does that work? Do they have to be trained?
So if it's a family member or friend that knows them, then no. Like, usually they know what to do.
Well, how much do they get a week if I do that?
So it would depend how many hours Medicaid approves you for. and it goes per hour. So I would say if it's like less than 40 hours a week, then the pay rate would be around $15 an hour.
$15 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's an interesting way to deal with it, too. And I appreciate anything you could tell me, because I'm stubborn as far as admitting I need a little bit of help. I don't have dementia. Thank God I still have my mind.
That's for you.
But I do need somebody to do some services for me.
Sure. Maybe you call your insurance company or Medicare, like care manager, ask her what your options are, because you would know best. Like, she's going to know everything, all the options. Like, your care manager from your insurance. From your health insurance.
I'm saying I can't hear you. My what from my insurance?
Your care manager, like the service coordinator.
Oh, okay. All right, that's an idea. Okay, no one ever said that to me. Okay, fine. Thank you.
No problem.
All righty.
Just take down my number if you need me anytime.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you could be reached at the 267 number that we called, Stella.
So that's a main line, yes. If you would like, you can take down my direct line as well.
Okay. Where are you located?
We're located in Philadelphia as well.
We're in Philly.
I can give you the exact address, 1 Winding Drive, but that's next to Centerline, Presidential Avenue, somewhere that area.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's next to Centerline and Presidential area.
Presidential area of Philly? It sounds like you're not in Philadelphia.
We are.
I mean, you currently, are you
I'm currently
actually
not in, no, I'm not actually in Philly.
Yeah, because I don't know what the presidential is.
Well, why don't you give us your direct line if my sister and I talk about it?
Sure. Do you need my direct line, you said, right?
Yeah.
That's 267-551-7406.
Okay, 7406. Okay, Stella.
I have a decision to make. Okay, thank you so much for your information and patience. You're very nice to deal with.
No problem.
Thank
you. Both of you have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. We'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye
now.
Bye now.